Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, it's a bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
You know, Falcons fans have been burned a lot, and so we hold our breath here about the last six games this year. Well, what do you kind of view this team with Kirk Cousins as right now, and where do you think they're headed?
Well, I mean, they're on top of their division. That's really all that matters at the end of the day, is get into that second season, you know, and if you can get in there with a bye, or if you can get in there with the home field advantage, you know, that's kind of what you're playing for now. I mean, you can ask for anything more, I don't think, you know, from a Falcon fan standpoint, than to just have the guys, you know, in the hunt. And, I mean, they are clearly in the hunt. You know, it's been a long time since we've had sort of a critical football game in the city of Atlanta, which I think we have over these next couple of weeks. Well, certainly this week against the Chargers, and then, you know, got to go to Minnesota. But, I mean, this is the pivotal point in the season for the guys. I think they all know it. I think the bye week couldn't have come at a better time. Sometimes in the NFL, it just doesn't work. You know, you get out there, it doesn't matter how good your team is. And, you know, it's just the parity is such that, you know, you better bring your A game. If you don't, you're going to get your butt whooped. That's just kind of the way the game is these days, and always has been, really. So, I just think it's exciting to have our team in the hunt. To, you know, looks like they're pointed in the right direction. I think Kirk is taking care of the football. He's done a great job so far, and I just expect them to go ahead and try to, you know, get in this hunt and close the deal. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
You mentioned, you know, back in your day, you know, some of the great players you played with, you know, on defense, you know, and you can go through the list, obviously. You know, the great linebackers, Brezina, Fulton, Cotganell, and all the great defensive tackles and whatnot. The great DBs. This team has talent on defense, Bart. They do. They have talent at every level. And yet, for whatever reason, it's not – the big criticism here is that Jimmy Lake, the new defensive coordinator, is not using this personnel correctly and playing a 3-4 in a soft zone. Do you see this? I mean, with a lot of people in Atlanta calling me up on my show, and they will today, saying – press coverage blitz, because this is the great blitz. A lot of old timers haven't forgotten that, right?
Right. Well, I think that's absolutely true. The thing about it is, John, there's only a couple ways to really defend, against the pass. You either got to go get the quarterback and get in his face and stay in his face, and you got to have the personnel to do that with, or you got to have two lockdown corners. You know, actually, three. The guy in the slot now, everybody's playing three wides, and They better be the best man-to-man cover guys. You need Michael Haynes and you need Lester Hayes back there, you know. And if you can't go get the quarterback and move him around and get him off his spot back there and make him make plays with his feet, which a lot of these quarterbacks can do these days. But, you know, it's the only two ways you can really come up with a way to shut the passing game down. We haven't been able to get to the quarterback. And, you know, I don't know that we've got, you know, Lester Hayes and Michael Haynes out there. You know, I mean, I think AJ is a great corner, you know, but I think that he always kind of, you know, that you just don't have that matching other side, if you will. So I don't know how you play. I mean, if I was Jimmy Lake, I wouldn't know what to do either. You know, I mean, you're darned if you do and you're darned if you don't. And at the end of the day, the guys have to make plays. You know, they just have to, you have to figure out a way to beat that guy, get to the quarterback, move him off his spot, or just lock down in such a way that, you know, guys come up with plays, you know. And that's the way you go about it. You know, some weeks it works and some weeks it don't work, you know. And I know they've been banged up too defensively, you know, so I don't want to, you know, be too critical. I mean, they got, you know, they got a lot of guys that haven't played a bunch that are out there playing now, you know, and hopefully this bye week we kind of get our legs back under us and get some of these guys that have been nicked up and playing through it, you know, maybe with a kind of a fresh restart and go strong here for these next six games.
All right, another minute or so with Steve Barkowski, a Falcons legend who's been kind enough to join me on 92.9 The Game today. You got close, Bart. Michael Vick got close. Chris Chandler got close. Matt Ryan got super duper close. We all know that. Yeah. As Falcons fans, do you see Raheem Morris and Kirk Cousins swinging into Michael Penix as a period of time where the Falcons might actually, under Arthur Blank, be able to finally have a parade?
Well, I'll tell you, John, knowing Arthur like I do, I know he's not going to rest until he hoists that Lombardi Trophy. You know, I mean, that's where it all starts. I believe in what you know, the decisions they're making. I think Raheem has done a really good job of putting this football team together. You know, it doesn't happen overnight, unfortunately. You know, I mean, I look at the Detroit Lions, you know, and to see how they've really risen from the dust and now are one of the premier franchises and premier football teams in the National Football League. And I sort of see a pattern there. You know, they've sort of built it around, you know, the coach being, you know, a guy who has been around it for a long time, played for a long time and kind of understands the, you know, the workaday mentality and getting out there and getting it done.